Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Spirit of God, I thank you. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them, without which neither the church or this program can exist. And you know in your spiritual knower, that's the truth. Now for our last days, end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Revelation chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Watchman comment, that word have here means to hold oneself to a thing, to lay hold of a thing, to adhere or cling to something of a strong faith value. Add to the word have the word fast, which means here to have power, to be powerful. So together they tell us to lay hold powerfully and not let go. Amen. And you must hold on, hold fast, until Jesus comes again, for the second and last time. There is no third time taught in the Bible, as the pre-tribs and mid-tribs preach. True scripture has to be twisted in order to make up a false third coming. And that is the truth. Get mad at me if you want. Stop supporting me if you want, but it's still going to be the truth. I will not speak the truth just to get money to stay on the air. No. That won't happen. I will not compromise the word of God. Not while Yahweh's my God anyway. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. I find it amazing how some think I am always right until I twiggle their false theology thorn. Amen. Okay, they may stop supporting, but I will preach the true truth as long as I can. Amen. And if you agree with me with that, I need your help to help keep this program on the air. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Ah, my friends, and he that overcometh, my, one of my favorite preaching topics is preaching on the word overcomer, found so many times in the book of Revelation. You need to be an overcomer, my friends. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Did you hear that? I pray you did, as your salvation is tied to your overcomer ability. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. I am teaching you right from God's word. I am not teaching you doctrines of men. I tell you the true truth from the Bible. Are you overcoming and keeping the works of your Savior and Lord right up to the end, the last day before he returns, and you meet him in the air? It can happen no other way, don't you know? It takes power to do that, my friend, supernatural power. Power is the ability or strength with which one is endued, which one either possesses or exercises. Power is the power of authority, influence, and the right privilege. Power is the sign of regal authority, a crown. Enough said. I hope you heard what I said. Get right and get ready. Amen. Let's watch in power for the last days on this program as the end draws near. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am, hath sent me unto you.
I Am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for as I have told you that the tornadoes would move out of their normal places, I now tell you that they will not only do that, but they will increase. They will increase in intensity, they will increase in numbers, and they will increase in veracity. For this is a warning upon the land, saith God. Heed my warning before it is too late, saith the Lord.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, as I always say on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men nor their thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? Watchman comment. I can hear some now. There he goes again on that tongues and prophecy stuff. Well, it is in the Bible, don't you know? Is it not? Amen. Yahweh's holy word. Now, brethren, let's just see if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to you, not from the false doctrines of men, but from the true and holy word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. If I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? First, let us fully recognize, my friends, that tongues is a true part of this verse, but what this verse is saying is that alone the spiritual gifting of tongues has little power or profit in this case. Tongues must be combined with revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and Bible doctrine. Not the doctrines made up through religious men. No, no, no. Bible doctrine. Now, that said, can you see that spiritually tongues fit together with revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and true truth Bible doctrine? There really is no exception for you to have revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and Bible doctrine without you also have or at least allow tongues. I have heard many preachers preach not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that is exactly what many have been falsely taught to do by preachers who have also been falsely taught themselves in their so-called Bible schools. And by the way, I went to three of those Bible schools. It could easily be called brainwashing, don't you know? It happens every Sunday morning all over the world in many different ways, as there are churches, and that's the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 38 through 40. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Forbid not, forbid not, forbid not. That's what the word says, to speak with tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39 is a very powerful verse. Amen and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. And that's what you get from Brother Johnson on Signs Radio International. So get right and get ready. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. It doesn't matter what others says. It only matters what the Bible says. My friends, Alex from Virginia and Michael from Ohio, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they are sponsoring tonight's program. Won't you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you send something to help keep Signs on the air, especially the next program? And then when he speaks to you, just respond with a love gift you feel in the Lord to send. Father, I thank you and praise you and honor you and give you all the glory. Father, I thank you for Alex and for Michael, Lord God. Just bless them and encourage them in their spirits. Bring forth and fulfill the needs in their lives, Lord God. And Lord, I also bless all the listeners tonight and ask you to touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Well, my friends, you've heard everybody else commenting on the new Obamacare law that was made legal by our Supreme Court. Anthony Scala, if I remember correctly, was a Republican put in by George Bush, yet he was the swing vote that made that happen. My friends, the Obamacare is a communist socialist form of health care. It is socialism. That's exactly what it is, socialized medicine. And because Obamacare is now the law of the land, because of this Supreme Court, you have lost your freedom to choose. That's right. You cannot choose. You must take some sort of health care, or they will fine you $200 the first time and up to $2,000 for every year you don't have health care. They are forcing you, just like any communist socialist government would force you, to do whatever they want you to do against your will. They say there are millions of Americans who do not have health care, and that is true. But most of those Americans are illegals. They are really not Americans. Many of the poor are going to be affected by this. And Obama said he would not affect the poor, only those making over $250,000. Remember that? Well, he's going to force the poor to pay for health care. My. America is America the free no longer. Continuing. Obama army forming from gay pride legions. USA President Barack Hussein Obama sent field staff members and volunteers who fanned out at a dozen gay pride celebrations recently across America, with a meticulous set of marching orders from the Chicago Obama campaign headquarters. Get names, cell phone numbers, and email and home addresses. But most important, get commitments to volunteer. Watchman comment, Obama is so perverted he will use anything, even perverts, to get reelected. Oh my, oh my. I wonder, does this win of health care for him sew up the next presidency? I pray not, because any freedoms we have will be totally gone after he gets reelected. My, oh my. Continuing. First, New York same-sex married couple already seeking a divorce. After gay marriage comes gay divorce. New York became the sixth state to allow gay marriages, a record no one should be proud of. Watchman comment, there is no commitment in homosex marriage, as they soon tire of each other, as do unmarried homosex people. The name of the homosex game is as many relationships as possible. That's why there's so much sickness and disease among them. Continuing. CDC's revised swine flu death estimates, a fairy tale scare story. Speaking of attacks on logic and reason, the CDC now has engaged in a bit of radical revisionist history by claiming, through computer modeling, that the swine flu pandemic of 2009 didn't kill merely 18,500 people. Oh, of course not. As it had previously asserted, no, no, no. The new numbers now being claimed by the CDC are 250,000 to 500,000 people. Oh, I know, they're just making the numbers up, right? But that's what the CDC always does when it comes to pandemics. A 500,000 people now instead of 18,000. My. Continuing. Turn in your guns at your local church. Uh-oh. Recently, the Chicago Police Department collaborated with over 20 local churches in the Chicago area in a giant effort to encourage Chicagoans to get the guns out of their homes. The bait was a $100 gift card for everyone that turned in a gun. As the Chicago Police Department encouraged people to get guns out of their homes and turn them in during the annual gun turning in program. The news report goes on to say the police department is partnering with 20 churches. First, Deputy Superintendent Alphonse Weislinger says anyone who turns in a real gun will get a $100 gift card. Replicas and BB guns are worth $10. No questions asked, just show up at a church. Hand over the weapons to the police officer that will be at that church. Oh boy! And then get your $100 gift card. We strongly suggest that people come out that have weapons lying around the house, or weapons maybe that they don't necessarily want in their house. This is a chance to get another dangerous weapon off the street. They are saying that your house now is the street and your weapon is dangerous because it's in your house. Watchman comment. One guy exclaimed about this, gun thieves will be lined up for blocks. Another said they can arrest you for having a gun outside your house, inferring that if you take your gun out there to turn it in, they can arrest you for it. My oh my, the last days, they sure are here. Obamacare, anyone? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. This is huge breaking news in the vaccine industry. According to two former Merck virologists, Merck faked its mumps vaccine test data for over a decade. That's 10 years. In order to deceive the government and the public, and even contributed to mumps outbreaks. A lawsuit has now been filed against Merck claiming, among other shocking things, number one, Merck engaged in a decade-long scheme to falsify and misrepresent the true efficiency of its vaccine. Number two, Merck incorporated the use of animal antibodies to artificially inflate the results. Number three, Merck destroyed evidence of the falsified data and then lied to the FDA investigator. Number four, Merck threatened a virologist in Merck's vaccine division with jail if he reported the fraud to the FDA. Continuing. End time sign, heat wave. 1,000 plus records fall in the U.S. in just 1 week. Feeling hot? It's not a mirage. Across the United States, hundreds of heat records have fallen recently. 1,011 records have been broken around the country, including 251 new daily high temperature records on Tuesday, June 26. Those numbers might seem big, but they're hard to put into context. The National Climatic Data Center has only been tracking the daily numbers broken for a little more than a year. University of Victoria climate scientist Andrew Weaver said, "Our definition of bad changes. What we see now will be far more common in the years ahead." Watchman comment, let me just give you a Bible verse. Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. My. Continuing. Record radiation levels detected at Fukushima reactor. TEPCO, the operator of Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear plant, said recently record amounts of radiation have been detected in the basement of reactor number one, further hampering cleanup operations. TEPCO took samples from the basement after lowering a camera and surveying instruments through a drain hole in the basement ceiling. Radiation levels above radioactive water in the basement reached up to 10,300 millisieverts an hour, a dose that will kill humans within a short time after making them sick within minutes. The annual allowed dosage for workers at the stricken site is reached in only 20 seconds. Workers cannot enter the site and they must use robots for the demolition, said TEPCO. The Fukushima operator said that radiation levels were 10 times higher than those recorded at the plant's two other crippled reactors, number 2 and 3. This was due to the poor state of the nuclear fuel in the reactor compared to that of the other two. Continuing. Unemployment up almost 30% in Yuma, Arizona. Highest unemployment rate since May of 2012. Here are some of the rates. Yuma, Arizona, 28.9%. Central California, 26.8%. Yuba City, California, 17.9%. Merced, California, 17.3%. Modesto, California, 15.6%. Watchman comment, I have told you the true unemployment rate may be over 25%. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? And please remember that these rates are what they are admitting, not what actually is. Continuing. Supreme Court saves Obamacare. Now it's up to Mitt Romney to kill it in November. For the conservative right, the morality necessary of a Romney victory just shot up. The Supreme Court announced that the administration's radical overhaul of the health care system is constitutional. Watchman comment. No, it is not constitutional. They got around that by calling it a tax because they're going to fine people $200 to $2,000 for not having health insurance. So they call it a tax. But it's really not a tax. It's a health care, Bell, for crying out loud. Continuing. Crucially, the Supreme Court had to redefine Obamacare to save it. The court has redefined the controversial individual mandate as a tax rather than an order to buy. My. The court decided that it was unconstitutional to compel an American to purchase a private service, but it is within Congress' powers to impose a tax. My. Isn't that sort of what I just said a minute ago? Thus, the court has saved Obama's bacon with a dash of legal mumbo-jumbo. The incredible irony here is that it's upholding Obamacare. Roberts et al. Have formally also declared Obama to be a monumental liar, said L. Brent Bozell III, president of the Conservative Media Research Center. From now till Election Day, the GOP should simply run clips of Obama insisting this wasn't a tax, Bozell said. Continuing. SWAT tries to take down Internet Meanie, raids grandma instead. The SWAT team did not have the name of who they were going after. They barely even had an identity. What they did have to work with, though, was the IP address of a person who logged onto the Topics.com web forums and made discouraging remarks about local law enforcement. When members of the Midwest town SWAT team plotted their raid on the alleged home of the person behind some unpleasant remarks published on an internet forum, they invited a local television crew to accompany them so that they could catch the whole thing on camera. Instead of arresting the author of the ill-tempered post, however, the Evansville SWAT team ravaged the home of an elderly woman and confiscated her 18-year-old granddaughter's laptop. Watchman comment, oh my, they had to do something, they were on camera. Talk about egg on your face, my. Did I not say our freedoms are going away? We can't even talk about police or anybody else now without expecting to be attacked by stormtroopers? My. Watchman shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week to help pay the bills for radio time, as there really is a need right away. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Love gifts have fallen off, and I cannot keep signs on the air alone, my friends. Please pray and ask the Lord if you should send help, and then obey the Spirit of the Lord by mailing the amount He says to you to my address. Signs, spelled SIGNS, PO, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled LISL. E. State is New York, abbreviate that just NY. Zip code in the USA 13797. Thank you in advance for writing, my friends. Now a devotional to help keep you informed. Exodus chapter 15, verses 23 through 26. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree. Showed him a tree. That's easy enough to understand, even though it's Old English. Which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. Then he made for them a statue and an ordinance. And there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently, that word wilt is just will, Old English, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do which is right in his sight, and wilt give an ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. My friends, murmuring or complaining is one of those sins that are often overlooked. Sometimes we get so focused on the big sins, such as murder and adultery, that we overlook this sin, which we think is a small sin. But the Lord doesn't give this sin a free pass. No. Quite the opposite. It's a hidden killer. This sin of murmuring unleashed a plague that killed thousands of Israelites, number 16. Here in Exodus 15, the Israelites, who were desperately thirsty, looked only at the fact that the water they had come to was bitter and undrinkable. How quickly they forget their God who led them out of Egypt with signs and wonders. how they had just witnessed his dividing of the Red Sea and destruction of those who had enslaved them. And yet, so quickly they returned to looking only with their natural eyes at the problem in front of them, completely forgetting the miracle working power of their God. And so they murmured against Moses, which was a sin. But honestly, weren't they really murmuring against God? Once again, Moses interceded for them, revealing the faithfulness of his God to answer every impossible dilemma and provide for every need, and again setting them the example they simply needed to go to the Lord. So often, just like the Israelites, do you focus on your desperate situation with your physical eyes and not with eyes of faith, and then fall into the trap of complaining? And once you start, it can be really, really hard to stop. Until the Lord stops you right in your tracks and he reminds you, aren't you really complaining against me? You have to remember to see that you actually hinder the Lord's answers to your problems by unbelief, which leads to the sin of murmuring. So do not allow this sin to gain a foothold, because it can easily become a stronghold. The same wonder-working God that led the children of Israel out of Egypt is still at work today, but are you hindering him? Really, if you are grumbling and complaining, the answer is yes. And in doing so, until you stop, you are missing out on his answers and blessings, which are awaiting in the wings to meet your faith and every need in Yahweh, amen and amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. That's the true truth, amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service.
And today is the day of salvation. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now. My friend, don't come later. Come now.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in, right now, today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. This coming Wednesday night, that's 9350, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com, all one word. Don't forget the www in the front. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link and send me an email from either website. Thanks for tuning in to the International Signs Radio program, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Here's the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. I only have one line, so please just keep calling or hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. Thanks, my friends, in advance. Get ready. Here comes that number. Slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. 1-6-0-7 2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating so you can check it if you wrote it down. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.